Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141 and WHUR. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. What are you afraid of? You want to do more. You want to be more. Something bigger. Something better. Something different. But you can't take the first step. Well, why not? Well, tonight we're talking about confronting your fears and moving past them. My guest is Pastor Dante King of the appropriately named Forward Church in Prince George's County, and Roz G, a transformational speaker and dream ambassador. Lines are open if you want to talk about your fears and why your fears are holding you back. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area. Of course, that same number, 202-319-7810. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or Daily Drum WHUR. Roz, thanks for coming. First time on the program. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Pastor, thanks for coming in. Always good to see you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. So first and foremost, I want to kind of work with defining fear in this case, because we're not talking about phobias here. We're not talking about people being afraid of water, fear of heights, fear of dogs, that kind of thing. We are talking about fear of making changes in your life. I'll start with you, Roz. What is it that kind of holds people back?
Wow, that is good. You know, when we talk about fear and some of the things that hold people back, the kind of the number one thing that I found out, it's people who hold themselves back.
Explain that.
Okay, so there's a cliche out there that says, you know, the biggest enemy is inner me. Right. So it's really those things that's on the inside. Fear is really false evidence appearing real. So in actuality, it's a lie. Right. So it's a lie that kind of comes into our space, comes into our minds and limits us or dummy us down by telling us what we can't do. Right. So a lot of this stuff is just internal stories that are not true about who we are, our capabilities, our potential, and we buy into those stories or we buy into those that false evidence, which really are lies.
Where do those stories come from? Who's telling these stories?
Well, it depends on, you know, it depends on. I know for me, I'm a person of faith, so I know that we have an adversary, right, that kind of comes and say, this is what you're not and this is what you're not going to be. And I know that there's, you know, perhaps greatness on the inside of you, but here are all the reasons why. Some people have, you know, internal thoughts. Mm-hmm. They tell themselves these things. And what fear is designed to do is to paralyze, to stop, to halt, whatever it is. Again, if you buy into those stories, you know, wherever you think the source of them are coming from, if you buy into those stories, it ends up the same at the end, and that is to stop you from reaching your full potential.
Pastor King, is this about self-esteem?
Yeah, I would say self-esteem has a lot to do with fear. But believe it or not, it's often has to do with what you've never seen before. And so it's not often the fear of failure. Sometimes the fear of success. So if you're the first person to ever go to college in your family, or you're the first person to buy a home in your family, you're afraid because you've never seen it modeled before. And so what do I do with this new house? What do I do when I get on campus? No one has ever given me the roadmap how to navigate this. So sometimes it's an internal fear, a self-esteem issue, because no one else around you has done it before. And so as Rob said, so it cripples you, and it causes you to dummy yourself down because you don't think you can do it because you've never seen it happen. And you're afraid. You're afraid to take that step of faith. You're afraid to buy the home. You're afraid to go to the bank because you've never seen it modeled. And so it's imperative to overcome fear that we have some type of model, someone showing us that it can be done.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about confronting your fears. How do you do that? How do you identify your fear, and how do you move beyond that? 202-319-7810. Let's go to Sasha. Sasha, calling from Maryland. Hey, Sasha, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, it's so funny. I listened to the radio, and today was my first day of work. I'm a recent college graduate. I graduated from DCU in Richmond, Virginia. And I was a first-generation college student, and I'm 21 years old, and I started this new career. Today was literally my first day of orientation, and I remember feeling, you know, a little out of place, a little like, do I really deserve to be here? Because I'm modeling something that I really never seen before in my family, and I'm constantly thinking, you know, if I got this far off of something like I believe is really faith. I believe I'm always listening to God and what's next in my life. And even though I don't see it in front of me, I'm always still following that inner voice. And when I get a feeling of something's next, something I'm supposed to do is important. And it's really, sometimes I feel like I'm slowing myself down, even though I'm chasing my dreams and I'm trying to live a life on purpose. I sometimes still feel like I can do more, but it's fear that holds me back, or even sometimes I just don't know what the next step is because there's maybe so little that I'm seeing around me. So I guess my question is, how do you, I don't know if it's a personal question, or is it something like, do you find that within yourself, or are you seeking that around you, like your next steps? How do you figure it out?
If I can say something about that, you mentioned something when you were talking about being the first generation. You talked about faith. Fear and faith are both fueled by the same thing, which is the unknown. Think about it. Fear and faith are fueled by the unknown. You don't know, so you're afraid of it, or you don't know, so you trust that it can happen. So in order to overcome that, take that same thing that you use for faith and apply it to fear. I don't know it's going to happen until it happens. So maybe it'll go good, maybe it'll go bad, but I'm not going to handicap myself with fear, neither will I not step out on faith because of the unknown. It's just what you don't know. So you're afraid of what you don't know. We often say, well, what if it doesn't work? What if it does work? You know, what if it fails? What if it doesn't fail? So it's the same thing as the unknown.
I guess my follow-up question would be, where do you seek affirmation, or like, how do you look around and like feel like you're, where do you seek that affirmation to feel like you're on the right track and that you know that you're on the path that, you know, of purpose that you're supposed to be doing? Are there certain signs? Is it, because I get to my first day of work and I'm, you know, expecting to feel confident, like, yes, I'm conquering the world, but it's also like, where do I look to make sure that I'm on the right track?
Roz?
Wow, that is a very, very good question. And another thing that you said earlier, you referenced God. And I believe I think that is one of the most safest places to go to for your confidence. Sometimes you can get trapped into what I call analysis paralysis, right? Mm-hmm. So you're mulling over and over again, you know, and a lot of people, you know, they say, I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting on God, but you will be surprised of how many times that God is literally just waiting on us, you know? So to answer your question, I believe that he is the source in your case to help you to stay grounded in the confidence that you are on the right track. Of course, prayer is essential, you know, to help you to stay grounded in that. And then of course, you know, and then having that confidence, having that assurance to move forward. And you can't go wrong.
Thank you so much, Sasha, and good luck to you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about confronting your fears and moving beyond them. What do you need to do to move past those fears? Let's go to Dawn, calling from D.C. Hey, Dawn, what's on your mind?
How are you?
Good.
First of all, let me say, I think this is so fortuitous because every day I ask myself these same questions. Why aren't you doing what you really want to do? Why aren't you doing it? But I don't know. I understand everything that both your guests have said intellectually, and they make perfect sense to me. They're things that I think about often. But I think for me, part of it is my age.
Which is?
62.
And what is it that you want to do?
I've been a journalist all of my career, and I've done well. I've done really well with it. But it was never satisfying to me because I wanted to write different kinds of stories and tell stories in a different way. it was just a way to pay the bills and sort of to use a talent that I recognize that I have. But now that I really want to use it, I'm wondering if at my age I can do it, if I have enough talent to do what I want to do. And all of that is holding me back. And every morning when I get up, I said, oh, my God, you wasted another day. When you could have moved towards your goals, you wasted another day, you know, with self-doubt and questioning myself and saying, well, maybe at this stage in my life, I just need to, you know, just relax. And
well, let me see what my panelists please. Have to say. Go right ahead, Pastor.
Yeah. Have you heard of Morgan Freeman?
I interviewed Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, he started acting at the age of 50.
Did he?
Yeah. Look it up. Maya Angelou, she wasn't published until she was in her 40s. And so sometimes we think we're behind, but we're not behind. You're right on time. And so once again, like Ross said and Harold said, that fear has crippled you and you'll waste time worrying about what you don't know. You'll never know if you can write it until you try. So you're wasting valuable time and you're adding up years afraid to do what you don't know whether it's going to work or not. Just try
it. That's true.
Just jump out there and do it.
It's true. Okay, and one of my fears is what if I can no longer take care of myself? I mean, you know, financially.
Which is a fear. You know, certainly journalists need to eat to write. You know, or she won't be able to pick up a pen. I'm just showing my age. But anyway, so what about that? What if you know she is unable to support herself as she decides to step out on faith to confront her fears?
Yeah. So you know, one of the things that I'm hearing throughout the theme of this conversation, it's all centered around what if. Mm-hmm. What if? What if? Anyone who has achieved any level of success in their life, if they really had to entertain all of the what ifs in their life,
that is true.
The people that we see that have achieved any level of greatness, any level of success, they would have never achieved it, because the what ifs are the stories that I talked about earlier that are designed, that are assigned to stop you.
Okay.
You know?
That's good.
Faith is a risk.
When I had to move, I just moved.
Go ahead.
Where I moved, I just kept going because I knew that if I followed that, something would be there for me.
Okay.
It's the age factor that's really deterring me at this point. I've done that. Like I said, I mean, I had two kids, and we just moved. Wherever my job was, I moved.
All right.
Even if I didn't go there to see the place, even if I didn't have an apartment, we just moved, and we figured it out when we got there. But I was young, and you're kind of stupid when you're young, and you're
Dawn, let me say, you are not afraid to talk, and I think that is the first best step. So tomorrow you will not be younger than you are today. And so maybe tomorrow is a decision day for you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dawn. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-78. That made me laugh. But before I go to another phone call, because I've got to take a break in a bit, but I do want to talk about fear versus procrastination. Are they one and the same, or are they distinctly different?
I would say procrastination is the first stages of fear. Stage one, because you keep putting it off, and we generally put things off because we're afraid to do it. There's some procrastination because we just don't want to do it.
Or we're just lazy.
Just lazy.
Lazy. Yes.
But when it comes to something that challenges that fear, and we keep putting it off, then that procrastination is the first step, because you really don't want to face it. And so we make excuses why we can't. We make excuses, you know, why we can't overcome that barrier. So I think that's the first stage of fear, that procrastination.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that procrastination is kind of the an offspring of fear. They have a whole lot of cousins, you know. So fear has a whole lot of cousins that are out there. Inner doubt, self-doubt, low self-esteem, procrastination, laziness falls in there as well. And again, we have to just stop and ask ourselves the question, what is this? You know, sometimes we want to keep going. You know, there are people who flood social media all day, every day. That's a form of fear. Right. Because it's easier to watch what's going on in someone else's life rather than to work on your own life. Right. Mm-hmm. So we're not getting anything done. We're procrastinating. We're wasting huge amounts of time. The book could have been written. The business could have opened. The application for the college degree could have been done. So even that, it's the things that we do to kind of squander our own time. That's also an element of fear.
Okay. I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Delonte in D.C., Michelle in D.C., Katrina in Maryland, Peggy in Temple Hills. Lines are still open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about confronting your fears, conquering your fears, and moving yourself beyond where you are. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.